The mother of a man who was killed following a police chase with a vehicle chase with police 3 years ago has started a petition calling for changes to the police act. Jordan LaFawn died after a crash and confrontation with police following a vehicle pursuit in Saskatoon in October 2016. Officers were cleared of any wrongdoing in the incident. LaFawn's mother, Charmaine Drever, is traveling around the province this summer getting signatures on a petition that calls for changes to the Police Act. She says it's time to have an independent body investigate officers following incidents involving police when civilian deaths occur.
Like, it has been an issue in a few different deaths now where the police have been involved, and they investigate themselves, and it's kind of like we're not really getting anywhere with getting justice for our loved ones, our children and stuff. So that's kind of what we're doing.
Drever says the goal is to obtain 20,000 signatures before presenting the petition to the Saskatchewan legislature. A 46-year-old woman has been charged with manslaughter after a weekend death. On Sunday, RCMP received a call about an unresponsive person at the Eastview Trailer Court. Mounties say that the body of a man was found. The victim has been identified as Dennis Hyman. The major crime unit in Prince Albert was brought in, and an autopsy is scheduled for today in Saskatoon. The suspect, Lucinda Smith, is scheduled to appear in Prince Albert Court today. A 26-year-old woman is facing charges after a Highways Department trailer was hit by a vehicle yesterday. A crash on Highway 16 west of Delmas was reported around 2:30 in the afternoon. RCMP say the eastbound vehicle hit a highway signage trailer, which was parked in a highway work zone. The driver of the eastbound vehicle was taken to Battle Fords Hospital, treated, and released. Mounties say charges are pending the completion of the police investigation. The Saskatchewan government is hosting attorneys general from three other provinces at a meeting in Saskatoon today. They're discussing the timeline of the different legal challenges launched against the federal carbon tax. Saskatchewan will discuss the appeal to the Supreme Court of Canada. It argues a federally imposed carbon tax on consumers is unconstitutional. Alberta Justice Minister Doug Schweitzer says his government is trying to play catch-up to Saskatchewan and Ontario, which have already had their cases heard.
One of the things that will be discussed is timing, because as these different cases unfold at the provincial level, they're working their way up to the Supreme Court. We're trying to work out strategy to make sure that each province can bring forward its strongest case at the Supreme Court level.
The Saskatchewan government says it has a tentative Supreme Court hearing date set for December 5th. Premier Scott Moe, meanwhile, says the federal government is dragging its feet on approving infrastructure projects. The projects submitted by Saskatchewan range from a runway expansion in Moose Jaw, some landfill decommissioning, and various water system upgrades. Deputy Premier Gord Wyant says he was informed by Ottawa on Monday that officials hope to see several of the projects approved within the next week or so. Federal officials say Infrastructure Canada received the projects from Saskatchewan 17 days ago, and most work was set to begin this fall or later. The chief of York Factory First Nation in northern Manitoba says the search for two murder suspects from BC is pretty much wrapped up in his area. Chief Leroy Constant says the large RCMP contingent started leaving yesterday. He says the Mounties' major crime unit has left, while 10 officers who remained in York Landing overnight were scheduled to leave this morning by ferry. The search involved dogs, helicopters, drones, and a police patrol boat, as well as a military Hercules aircraft. So far, police have been unable to locate Briar Schmigelski and Cam McLeod. A Northwest BC First Nation has purchased a stake in clean energy operations worth more than $2.5 billion. Chad Day is president of the Tahltan Nation Central Government. He says the equity stake purchase of three projects provides revenue to the Tahltan without damaging the environment.
These are projects that didn't require a dam or any major destruction to the environment. They are clean energy projects that just utilize the natural water flow, and that's why they're known as clean energy projects.
The Tahltan invested almost $125 million to buy 5% of the projects. Gunasatagi's Grand Chief says his people are not heading toward a second Oka crisis. That's despite a land dispute and war of words with the mayor of the nearby Quebec town. Sir Simon says a developer's intention to donate land to the Mohawk community will not lead to a repeat of the standoff of 1990. The mayor of Oka raised concerns that the land donation would lead to his community being encircled by Kanasatagi. Simon says the mayor's words show a lack of knowledge that exists about Indigenous history, realities, and rights. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says BC will play an important role in the upcoming federal election. Trudeau spoke to supporters at a Liberal fundraiser last night in Vancouver. He says progressives in BC understand the importance of investing in the environment to grow the economy and partnering with Indigenous communities in the spirit of reconciliation.
These are things that British Columbians understand and, quite frankly, need to make sure are resonating right across the country, even as in provincial capitals across the country, there are steps backwards.
Earlier in the day in Vancouver, the Prime Minister visited a Coast Guard station to mark the end of renovations.